1,000 stillborn thoughts to cradle and hold with my mother's hands. I'll place them on my chest.
Playing your favorite songs for 13 years. The morning what? The morning after whatever you did last night. Live music, local talents, and music you won't hear anywhere else. The Morning After Show, every Tuesday, 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
The August issue of Discorder is here. Be sure to pick up a copy around town or check it out online at discorder.ca and catch features on Pat Locke, Dirty Spells, Forces Records, The Beelines, and so much more. Also be sure to peep the Discorder playlist, now available through SoundCloud. And a very special thank you to this issue's advertisers, Audiopile Records, CCEC Credit Union, Catalano Street Party, LiveVan.com, the Ponderosa Festival, the Queer Arts Festival, the Rickshaw Theater, Rifflandia, the Media Club, Vancouver Fetish Weekend, Vancouver Fringe Festival, Vancouver Queer Film Festival, the Victory Square Block Party, and Vinyl Records. The 37th Annual Vancouver Folk Music Festival comes to Jericho Beach Park July 18th to the 20th. Over 60 acts from Joan Baez, Andrew Bird, Amos Lee, and Mary Lambert to Ozo Motley and Mauritania's Noura Mintsemali. There's a world of amazing music coming to your own backyard.
The Vancouver Folk Music Festival. Info and tickets at thefestival.bc.ca.
Welcome to the show, listen to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. My name is Steven Guadalupe. Stick around because we have a couple of free tickets for you to win the contest. And we have William Harvey here in the station. He's going to perform a couple of songs. So it's going to be pretty cool. Stick around, 101.9 FM. Thank you.
Love that is nameless and wild. your slacks. Didn't we, Caitlin? Oh, didn't we, Caitlin? And now we are stronger for the love we share. Braver and bolder and better prepared. Maybe as lovers our time has expired. But that don't mean that our love can't become something nameless and wild. Aren't we my sisters? And when I have found the one I've been dreaming of, bright-eyed and blithesome, the sovereign of love, help make me sure of heart and of mind. We deserve it, willing to trust something nameless and wild.
Listening back to William Hardy's CD, Music Flows. So we started the show with Banco Mians from Vancouver. The song was Smitten, brand new EP. It doesn't even have a name, it's just called the Demo EP. Then we listened to Language Arts. She was living here in Vancouver, now she's in Toronto. Kristen Coolmore is the name of the singer. Pretty cool. Language Arts. I think this is her third CD. It's called Wonderkind. So check it out. And then we listen to the Nautica Miles. I think these guys are also here from Vancouver. Out to Joy is called the CD. Produced by Jesse Gander at the Hive Labs in Burnaby. Pretty cool guy, Jesse Gander. Good producer. So, yeah, Nautica Miles. We're here with Willie Carly. William Carly, how do they call you?
Willie? Most times, yeah.
And he's going to be performing at Charky Grill with a bunch of musicians and stuff. No, what's the plan for Charky Grill on Saturday?
I've got Mike Dalmar. He's originally with the Worms Hate Rain, great bar band in the Surrey area, and also a friend of mine, Dave Selinsky, just a fantastic guitar player. Great person. He also has a CD out as well. And also bringing in a friend of mine, Jeff Boomtrops. He also plays for a band called Made in BC.
Made in BC?
Yeah, they do an Iron Maiden tribute. And
okay.
They're very, very good. Me and Jeff have been playing for a long time, so we got that the messy feel, you know. We got that common bond, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it should be really good. And also we're going to have a special guest of Shauna Malosh, as you may know, from Harvest and other Joe Slap, I believe her name is, another band that she's in. Fantastic singer, one of the best in Vancouver. So,
yeah, that's cool.
We've got a couple of tunes. Me and Shauna did just record a song called Born a Sinner that I wrote, and her vocals in this song, it's not on that album, it's on the one that's coming. How's that? If you go on my Reverb Nation site, you can
is there now? Because yeah. I think I played that song before here on the radio.
Yeah, it's my wife's favorite song. She's the one that gave me the line to come up with it. She goes, "You're born a sinner." and I started farting around with some melodies, and I put the apple in the tree and a few other little good things for the song. And when we brought Shauna in, it was my intention to have a woman's voice in it. I didn't expect that. She knocked it out of the park. Right? So if you close your eyes, you would swear to you're listening to a 55-year-old black woman from with soul. You know what I mean? Just soul. She hit it. A friend of mine said, "You know, she kind of blows you away vocally," and I went, "Oh, I know, it's great. Isn't that the best part of the song?" So it's quite nice to collaborate, right? So.
Yeah. So what's the website that people can go and listen to?
You can go willyhardy.com. We'll have my Santa's a Canadian, which is a Christmas time song that had over 400,000 views. And it's got a great supporting video that was made from Terry Banks. He also helped co-write the song, and he's a great artist as well as Patrick Lana. And I better mention this guy. The guy that's doing most of my guitar work on the album is Patrick Lana, and he produces and just makes things so comfortable in the studio. I think he's one of the most talented people I've known musically in Vancouver. He was with the Access Rhythm and Blues Band for 25 years. He played all over town years and years and years ago, and kind of got back into it and listened to him. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Right? So he's got some very, very good licks. But we collaborated perfectly. We do every Saturday morning. We go into a studio and, "What do you want to do? What are you coming up with?" I'm the melody maker, and he's the guy that adds the punctuations where they
are. Yeah, cool.
And, it's
he reaps the solos?
He takes it to the next level that my chording allows, right? He also is very good because if we ever play together, he doesn't change things. He will keep it so that my skills levels certainly have improved, but they're not as good as some of the people I play with, that's for sure, right? So I'm fortunate, and that's the great part about music. Right? It's amazing how musicians will lend their and share their information to other musicians that are coming up, right? It's fantastic. There's not one person that wouldn't help you out, try to get a chord. Here, you know, try this, try that. They'll give you all good tips and suggestions, right? So.
Cool.
I've surrounded myself with some real good ones, so, especially around jams around town. You know that.
Yeah. What part of town do you live?
I live in North Delta. I actually have a song about the street that I actually live on, Glenbrook Place. Apparently you guys have played this song a few times as well. In general, I go to a lot of jams all over town, Vancouver to Port Moody to... I haven't went as far as Chilliwack yet, but Abbotsford and a few other places. There's so many great places to go and meet people and jam, right? So Sharky's Grill is fantastic, right?
Yeah.
Corduroy's. There's another one at the Vapor Lounge Tuesday nights.
Yeah, that's a cool one.
I got to see a girl with a saw doing heavy metal licks on a saw one night. I mean, it's just, where can you find this stuff, right? So it's kind of like the stuff you play on your radio station.
Yeah. So, Paul, you go to the Atlantic Grill, or?
The Atlantic Grill, I played that. The Point as well, they've had some jams there. There's a Legion there as well that's had jams. They come and go, but in New Westminster, there's the Heritage Grill. a fabulous place. There's the Columbia. At one time had jams there too. But in Surrey, a friend of mine, Brian Lister, he's doing the Barrel Social House, and they got really good jams there. The people come out and they're just fabulous, right? Bring a cello, bring a... So I played with people with flutes and...
Yeah.
Played, one of the best ones was in White Rock. I played with a lady that had a violin, and I said, can you add some violin to my song? She goes, oh, you want a violinist? And I said, yeah. She goes, oh, too bad. I've had three drinks. I'm a fiddler now. And she was a great player, too.
Cool. So let's listen to Montesina, no, the song, and then we'll come back, and you're going to play a couple of tunes?
Sure. Awesome. A couple of new ones I'm writing.
Yeah, we're listening to 101.9 FM. Are you guys going to play the turkey, I guess, or no?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah,
cool. So this Saturday, a turkey grill. So what should we do? You want to play a song now? Or?
Sure, if you want me to play a song. Sure.
Yeah, what are you going to play?
I just got my acoustic with it. It's a bit of a different song.
Last night. cabinet. Takes the edge off your day. Maybe a nice Chardonnay takes your worries away. How about a Malibu? You deserve it, you know. Wanna try a nice Chablis? Oh, come sit next to me. Like a star, you know, greasy old may do. Let me top up that glass for you. Teach your eyes so fine, wet your lips, let me know your mind. Say me on, I want this night to go on. For the night, yeah. I just need to know, is it red or is it white? Bottle of red or a bottle of white? Which will you have in your last night? Cabernet. Chardonnay. Malibu.
So that's Willie Carvey. William, how do you like it?
Yeah, Willie will do.
Yeah. He has his guitar here, so let's listen to a song. Now, what are we going to listen to?
A new song that I've just been playing in the last couple of months. And I get songs and inspirations from observations and phrases that people say to you. And I was actually going to a Taboo show, of all things, with my wife. And I seen a guy in a kilt, my wife called it, and I said, it's not a kilt, it's a medieval sword kilt, right? And the guy turned around and told me I was so vanilla. And then about 4 months later, I heard one of my coworkers saying it to another coworker, and I just thought if it can go through that broad range of people, it's worth singing about, right? So
okay,
here's the acoustic track of it.
Gal sincere, I'm not that kind of gal. Don't
everyone getting down and gritty. All the ladies trying to be pretty. Come on, let's get busy. Don't be so vanilla, yeah. Don't be so vanilla, yeah. Vanilla. Don't be so vanilla. Don't be so vanilla. Don't be so vanilla. City. Everyone getting down the gritty. Let's go out and get busy. Come on, don't be so vanilla, yeah. Don't be so vanilla. I'm not that kind of gal. I'm not that kind of gal, she said. I'm not that kind of gal, she said to me. I'm not that kind of gal you wanna be. Oh, don't be so vanilla. Don't be so vanilla. Don't be so vanilla. Don't be so vanilla.
Scratch track of that one so far.
Cool. So what was the name of that song?
Don't Be So Vanilla. We call it Vanilla. We shortened it up to Vanilla.
So okay.
We're just actually going to be recording that in the coming week. So
awesome.
That's my playing partner on the album, Patrick Ronahan. He's got the scratch disc in hand, and we're putting the tracks as we speak. Kind of thing. So
cool.
We're going to probably bring in Shauna to do the I'm Not That Kind of Girl parts.
And yeah, yeah.
You know, there's a lot of building process to a song. And that's the start of it, right?
So yeah, cool. Mm. Okay, we're going to play a Montreal band that is coming to Vancouver to play this Friday at Charky Grill. The Heroin Hayride are coming to town. So let's listen to a song from them, and we'll be right back here to the Morning After show. Pues
guía pro mar, oh, one. 70,000 barrels approved in my time. When the whiskey don't kill me,
Hayride coming from Montreal to Vancouver playing the Charky Grill this Friday. 1955 Cornwall right there next to Kids Beach. And what else do we have here? Another song? Should we do another song?
Another
sure.
song?
Sure. Yeah, let's do another song, no?
I'd like to play covers and have some fun too, right? So I'll be doing this one with the boys on Friday, the Sharkies.
Okay.
And I haven't been there for a while. I like the little parody of The Cat Came Back. The cat came back the very next day. The cat came back, thought it was gone. Yeah, the cat came back, he wouldn't stay away. No, 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 no. Mr. Johnson had a big yellow cat. He tried to give it away, but it always came back. He even drove the cat far away, but the cat came back the very next day. Yeah, the cat came back the very next day. The cat came back, thought it was a gone. The cat came back, he wouldn't stay. No, 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 no. And he said to me, I chase no mice around. No, he said to me, I chase no mice around. Mr. Johnson had a big old wife. Said, get that cat the hell out of my life. He said, honey, you drove it far, far away. But the cat came back
The very next day, yeah, the cat came back. Very next day, cat came back. Thought it would be gone. Cat came back. He wasn't staying away. No, 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 no. He said to me, "There's no mice around." Oh, he said to me, "There's no mice."
On Friday, we'll do solos to that and everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that's a, cool, that's a really cool song, actually, you know? The cat came back.
Came back. Yeah. Cats are always coming back. They're great.
What's the name of the band that plays that?
I just started a new band called Willie and the Rented Mules, and we're going to be performing at the Hard Rock Cafe and doing some of our originals together. I'm going to do four songs there, and I think we're in a contest called the Rock the Mic.
Okay, cool.
Offered to go play that, and so sounds a lot of fun. Right. Never been in one before, so. But, yeah, I got hopefully a new album coming out. We've got, as you see, some of the songs on my Reverb Nation site. We've got about 8 or 9 already recorded, and we're doing a couple more, and then that should be finished with the second album. And it's going to be entitled Music Flavors.
Music Flavors?
Flavors? Flavors. Flavors. Because there's vanilla is going to be on the album.
Chocolate.
We got coffee brewing.
Okay.
I got pick a bottle for wine. One is the flavor of Surviving, the Survivor song is a breast cancer song.
Uh-huh.
And so we want to add the flavor of survival. And there's a few other things that kind of have all meaning and feeling, touch and flavor, right? So that's the concept of the next album.
Okay, and when is it going to be out?
Well, some of the songs are already recorded, and I put them up on Reverb for people to enjoy already. But there's 3 more to come, so 3 more songs that we're doing. And one is about bubble wrap and a few other things, but I guess the biggest success I've had so far was the Santa the Canadian. We might even consider putting that on if we release it here Christmas time. Santa the Canadian, the little video in the song was well supported, and still enjoy that every Christmas. It gives me a chance to put on the suit and go make a smile on a kid's face, right? So
yeah, that's cool.
That's the best part, yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, so yeah, Saturday, Willie Hardy and his friends are performing like blues show, kind of rock blues.
Rocky blues, and there'll be a couple of special surprises with Sean and a few other things. So.
Awesome.
And I can't wait to have the prize. I haven't been there for a while.
And Friday, the Hayride Heroine is coming from Montreal, and a new band called The Crooked is opening, which is half the band of The Devil in the Woodshack. So let's play a couple of songs from The Devil in the Woodshack. There, some of the guys are performing this Friday at Charkey. All the concerts there are free, and no cover, and all ages.
Start moving, oh, oh, it gives me to feel the life in my veins stand still, but you keep me running when my feet stand still.
Not that funny.
that bad girl until I saw you at the candy store. I used to drink your wine until I saw you at the liquor store. Baby, 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 oh baby, 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 you're too time whore. Baby, 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 oh baby, 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 you're too time whore.
That's a double in the Woodshack. A couple of them are playing Charcuterie Grill this Friday with the Hayride Heroine from Montreal. It's going to be a really cool show. and on Saturday Willie Hardy is gonna be performing with a bunch of his friends. That's gonna be a good party, eh, I guess.
Should be, yeah, very good.
Your friends like to party?
They've been known to, yeah.
Yeah, so come back, come to Charkey this this weekend. So let's listen to another song now from your album, the number 12. You said it's a good one.
Yeah.
I wanna get home.
I wanna get home. If you're ever stuck in traffic on your way home from work, and you'll know exactly what this song's about. How's that? Especially if you got the top down and the sun beating on you, it's even better.
Yeah. Cool. The Folk Fest is coming too this weekend, I think. So.
That's just long.
Yeah.
The 37th Annual Vancouver Folk Music Festival comes to Jericho Beach Park July 18th to the 20th. Over 60 acts from Joan Baez, Andrew Bird, Amos Lee, and Mary Lambert to Ozo Motley and Mauritania's Noura Mintsemali. There's a world of amazing music coming to your own backyard.
The Vancouver Folk Music Festival. Info and tickets at thefestival.bc.ca.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news, as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Now I've got bite their bottom lip when they see them coming their way.
So we're back here, 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show, and that was Willie Hardy from the City Music Flows. Listen to a couple of songs. I Wanna Get Home and Battling Boys. Cool, yeah, it's 13 songs.
Yeah, no, that's the ones that we decided to work on. And, I've written over 100 songs and
oh, yeah.
Close to 8 years of playing. And I got an album and another one coming up. So it was all to do with my son, Tanner. His quest to learn how to play guitar got me involved. And next thing I know, I started writing songs. But he's got a little band right now. And at Sharky's on Saturday night, he's going to come up on stage with us. And we're going to do a song. So,
oh, yeah, he's playing also,
he's
too.
He's going to play, and you'll see. He enjoys the kind of a, more of a young metal kind of screechy stuff, and
yeah.
A little different than ours, but we have a song that we, there's a couple of songs that we do as a family together, and I had another boy, Stuart, he's just picked up the drums, and he's getting really, really good, so kind of got a Partridge Family going along. We gotta get the wife, we'll get the wife on the tambourine now and get her going, so that's good.
Yeah. Cool, okay, well, let's say hi to your family then. Oh, are they listening or no?
They should
no?
be listening, yeah, and I got my mommy's favorite songs on this album here, called Time Heals All.
That's your mom's favorite
that's
song?
That's my mom. I sent that to her when she was down in Phoenix, and she told me that it was either the song or the place all hit at once, and she got an emotional moment.
Uh-huh.
She didn't like the rest of the songs. That's the one she liked. And she's a very Scottish lady, right? So she said to me, if I was going to invest in any song to record, which I already did, she goes, that's the one I'd push. She goes, that's better than some of the Beatles shit, she says. Right, so, and okay. She had a very nice flair to it. The way she said it, was, to me, was a great compliment. Naturally, it's my mom, right? So,
yeah, yeah.
But in general, she really appreciates the song. So it's a ballad, right? So it's
cool.
You're a little alone, and you're, it's all about time and the association with time. So, and it takes time to have a family, takes time to get into music, takes time to come here to the radio station, which I really appreciate. Your time, how's that?
Yeah, yeah, no.
Thank you.
Thank you. No, thank you for coming. Okay, so are they listening to us in a roof too? On top of a roof?
Some roof?
Some roofers are listening to the Morning After Show right now. So
cool.
Let's say hello to Alan, Alex, Hong, Ben, and Nick. Yeah, they're rocking on the roof.
They're rocking on the roof.
Yeah. A lot of people listen to the Morning After Show when they're at work.
Oh, perfect. And so would I. Yeah. I've actually listened to it quite a few times. It's very good music.
And my friend from Los Rastrillos from Mexico are in BC. They just play a couple of amazing shows at the Imperial. And then they also play at the Charky Grill. And they're coming back to the Charky Grill on the 31st. So at the end of the month, we'll have them there. On it's a Thursday. They're playing Duncan tomorrow, and then I think they're playing Victoria again and Nanaimo, and they're going to the Arts Wells Festival and to the Kootenai. So they're touring around. So let's listen a song from them. This is called El Tren, reggae from Mexico.
Combinándole, escúchalo, escucha bien, hey.
El tren ya salió y no lo pude tomar porque no había lugar. Fue lo último que alcancé a escuchar. Lo mismo dijeron el año anterior. Disculpe usted, pero ya no tenemos lugar. Usted no va, te lo digo, bye bye. Ya no hay lugar, te lo digo bye bye. Hay que esperar, te lo digo bye bye. Fue lo último que alcancé a escuchar.
usted no va, te lo digo bye bye. Ya no hay lugar, te lo digo bye bye. Hay que esperar, te lo digo bye bye. Con lo último que alcance a escuchar. Me dijeron que la educación es lo único que me puede salvar. Pero si no me dan la oportunidad, no hay manera de poderlo comprobar. Lo mismo dijeron el año anterior. Disculpe usted, pero ya no tenemos lugar. Allá no sé si tengo la capacidad. Allá no sé si merezco la oportunidad. Allá no sé qué tengo que hacer. Lo único que queda es esperar. Ay, ya no sé si tengo la capacidad. Ay, ya no sé si merezco la oportunidad. Ay, ya no sé qué tengo que hacer. Lo único que queda es esperar. Skippy down, bum boy. Skippy daba dum boy. Skippy down, rabadom, dilabadom.
Haciendo fila otra vez y no hay remedio. No importa que haya sido el primero, sé que llegaste a tiempo, pero de segunda clase no hay asientos, lo siento. Aquí nos reservamos el derecho de admisión, y si no hay cuenta en el banco no tendrás educación. Hoy los tiempos han cambiado, es por un México mejor. Bienvenidos a la era del despojo y la exclusión. Pero no te desanimes, que tienes varias opciones. Una lista amplia donde encaminar tus ilusiones. El negocio de la guerra necesita suscripciones, policías o militares abiertas contrataciones. Pues el pueblo se levanta y hace falta reprimirlo. No vaya a ser que pronto consigan su cometido. Educación gratuita y pública, ya lo han pedido. Qué peligro para el sistema, sus cuadernos y sus libros.
Parece que este es un viaje sin futuro. Aquí ya no hay nada seguro. No esperes más, despierta, comienza y empieza por tu propia cuenta.
Escúchalo.
Parece que este es un viaje sin futuro.
Futuro.
Aquí ya no hay nada seguro. No esperes más, despierta, comienza y empieza por tu propia cuenta.
Despierta.
Te lo digo,
comienza.
Te lo digo,
bye bye.
Te lo digo, bye bye. Te lo digo, bye bye. Te lo digo, bye bye. Te lo digo, bye bye.
Oh,
va a estar bien.
Los rastrillos from Mexico City. They are in BC, so you can catch their shows. They're an amazing band, for sure. What else do we have here? Okay, for the Folk Fest, the guys from Ozomatli are coming to town, so we're gonna play a song from them. And let's play three songs. Now let's play your song that your mother likes. Let's play some Dave Slaninski.
He's coming on Saturday. This guy is a treat to watch play guitar.
Oh, really? It's really cool. Awesome.
His CD is fantastic as well, too.
Okay, so we're going to play a song from him, and then we're going to end up with Ozomatli. Really cool band coming to the Ska Fest.
Time lasts
so fast. Good times never last. It takes time to have a blast. That's just the way. That's just the way. That's just the way. Sometimes time crawls. Time heals. We've all had good times. Sometimes your time is up. Time can be put aside. Sometimes it's time to say goodbye. That's just the way. That's just the way. That's just the way. Time heals all.
Bigger than you. bigger than you and me. Calling the shots.
Show up next, the Steven Hour here on CITR 101.9 FM. I'll see you next week. Thank you, William Harvey, for being here, and I'll see you Saturday.
Saturday night.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Welcome, well, Saturday night.
Say it 45, say what's on your mind.